So there they are, the weird and wonderful Michelangelo and the Black Sea Gentlemen, and Michelangelo and St. Clair coming with their cabaret show, The Mysteries of Love, to the Ferryman next Thursday and Friday at Davistown at 11th and 12th of November. You won't find anything more weird and wonderful and theatrical than that, although we've got Hat Fitz coming in a bit. He's pretty out there as well. We've got some very interesting creative people.
From Wyong Drama Group, and they're caught in the fishbowl net today.
They are.
They're in to talk about Caught in the Net, a new play that's opening. With us in the studio, we have Steve Killeen, Peter Dean, and Steve McDonald.
And we have
who are going to give us a bit of the show.
Fantastic. We've got the director here in Peter, haven't we?
Peter's here.
Peter's here.
How's your car, Pete?
Peter was in the paper after the notorious Wyong Slasher got him.
Oh, dear.
It's like the mystery of the Rue Morgue or something, isn't it? The Wyong Slasher.
Those cars were prostitutes.
I don't know whether you've heard it or not, it's been a killer of a rehearsal period. We had the car slashing incident on Monday, and last night we had to leave the hall because there was flash flooding and it was up to the second step at the front of the hall. It was all pouring in through the roof.
Yeah.
So we had to leave halfway after the first act because, there's danger of the roof capsizing in, and when we tried to get back to the cars, we all had to wade through waist-deep water to get out to the cars. So it's been very, very interesting.
Yeah, we don't have crocodiles
anymore. But the roof does collapse during the performance, that we will refund all money, yes.
Well, I know that the Wyong Drama Group puts on very fine shows, and you've often brought the house down, so that could be a chance again. We're going to do a little piece from this beautifully written Ray Cooney farce, and it's great stretching for the actors there at Wyong. I mean, you picked some very intricate, interesting pieces, and this one, Peter, is a very good workout for good actors.
Oh, the play itself, it's very difficult to do. Comedy is a very serious business. It's a hard work to
do. It's all about...
It's timing, it's getting it all right.
And timing, isn't it?
And these guys have been working their guts out at rehearsals. Yeah. They really have. It takes it out of them. They feel
like
they feel
thin.
So. Yeah, indeed. I probably haven't... It hasn't worked for me so well, but...
It's even harder.
I've only just been sitting there watching them.
3 foot deep water.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right, we're going to...
Be a Venetian
launch
play.
Straight into it, and we have the...
Can I count them in?
Steve's... No, you'll put them on.
Action... I always wanted to do action.
Stanley, I got to be brief and very fast.
That's fine by me, John.
Al Vicky's found out about me and Barbara.
Who's Barbara?
Barbara Streatham.
Barbara Streatham? No, name doesn't ring a bell.
Barbara Smith.
No, I can't say I know her, Barbara. Smith? You mean your other?
Yes.
When you...
Vicky's found out about Gavin, too.
When you say Gavin, you mean...
Yes. Well, she doesn't know she's found out, but she has. She's invited him round for tea. Oh, what did I do with my mobile?
Your son's coming over to Wimbledon?
She met him in that computer of hers.
Men where?
Through that internet thing.
Bloody hell.
2 million subscribers, and my stupid daughter has to log on to my stupid son. What the hell did I do with my mobile?
I told you ages ago you couldn't get on with this double life forever.
I've got away with it for over 20 years.
Well, bigamy is still a criminal offence, you know.
I don't want a sermon, Stanley.
He who dares to tell a lie shall be smitten.
Shut up. Where is it?
Well, why don't you use that phone?
Well, don't be daft.
Why?
I never use the home phone here or in Streatham.
Why not?
Too dangerous. I always use the mobile to call Mary or Barbara.
Blimey.
Where the hell is it? If it's not too late, I've got to stop Gavin leaving the house. Of course. I'll put in my anorak. Stanley, if those two kids meet, the truth is bound to come out. Mary and Barbara will be mortified. Vicky and Gavin, horrified. As for me...
Petrified.
Bloody crucified.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Sounds
and
like
gives us
life.
A good idea about what this... situation comedy is all about. Caught in the act. Opening.
Caught in the net.
Net
as in internet.
Caught in the net. Exactly right. Ray Cooney farce. Caught in the net. It opens next Thursday night.
Yes.
The 11th.
And it's full of
comedy. If the theatre's still there.
Yes.
You do that very well, guys. You do that very well.
I thought
you were born under the sound of the bow bells.
Caught in the net.
No. just to let people know that the phone number to ring for bookings, what is it, Peter? 4353.
Yes,
you've only got to remember four numbers.
Fantastic, guys.
That's it. I've forgotten already.
Good luck with it. Thank you very much for bringing the cast in. And
thanks for the reading.
Thanks for having us.
Great.
Break a leg, guys.
You find your
come
phone.
And see us.
Oh, it sounds great. No, it's a really nice.
We should give
nice
you a roof tile.
It's 7 to 2 at 92.5 ABC Central Coast. It's a revolving door of talent here.